On a farm at the edge of Everglades National Park in Florida, Timia Hunter trains people to ride horses. There, she has held plenty of horse riding classes, parties, and other events. So, with her children's school building closed, she asked herself, why not also use the farm as a classroom? This year, her son and daughter will have distance learning through their usual school. But Hunter and 4 to 6 other families also plan to hire a teacher who can provide in-person classes on the farm. The farm has a very nice outdoor eating area, Hunter told the Associated Press, or AP. It also has a small play area for children and big tables where they can study under the trees. We are not educated in how to do this, she said. So everybody is saying, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? In the United States, the coronavirus health crisis has hurt hopes of quickly reopening schools nationally. Now, some parents are hurrying to hire private teachers for small groups. The race to set up these learning pods threatens to worsen educational inequities. In some cases, parents are paying thousands of dollars each to include their children in pods. They are promising teachers $40 to $100 an hour or more. 3 weeks after a Facebook group on learning pods formed, it has more than 30,000 members. And it has launched several smaller groups in states and cities. New websites have been born, offering to connect families with teachers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has called learning pods luxuries that are not a choice for parents who earn low wages. We hear these different things about some parents are going to create their own learning pods and all this other stuff, DeSantis said at a recent discussion on education. He said that such programs are going to depend on the financial means of parents. When you have working class parents, they really do need to have a choice, he added. Hunter said distance learning was extremely hard on her 9-year-old son and on her. She said the teacher met with the class once a week. Parents were responsible for the rest of the teaching. Now, she also worries about a younger daughter who was entering her first year of school. Among those considering work as a pod teacher is Jeanette Matas, who, like many, has concerns about going back to her job as an educator. The 42-year-old works as a reading teacher in Miami. While teaching online classes, she has seen her 6th grade and 7th grade students taking care of younger brothers and sisters. Matas says such situations give students from lower-income families an unequal deal. Her grandmother died of COVID-19 after her caregiver infected her, and her own 3rd-grade daughter has suffered from lung infections that kept her away from school for weeks. So Matas is thinking of taking a year away from her job, getting hired to teach her own pod, and bringing her children. Mattis said the coronavirus has deeply affected her family, and she does not want to go back to the usual classroom. Some see the pods as a necessary and even creative solution to the crisis facing the U.S. educational system. It is civil society in action, said Lindsay Burke. She directs the Center for Education Policy at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative policy organization. The center pushes for school choice policies that permit use of public money in private or alternative schools. Tina Chook is an education researcher at California Polytechnic State University. She says she is troubled by the move toward learning pods and the push to pay for them with money meant for public schools. That decision will have consequences for public education, Chook said. Not only would it take money from public education, but the pods threaten to replace teachers with college students or retirees, she noted. Chook added that choosing to be in a pod may seem innocent, but ignores the effects on public education. A group of Oakland, California school administrators wrote about their concerns in an open letter. It told parents that health experts suggest limiting in-person contact. The school officials also noted the possibility of causing some students to feel left out. That is especially true for those who may see or hear of others learning together while they remain alone, the letter said. Some parents are forming learning pods with neighbors they already know. Others are contacting social media groups to help identify wider choices. This raises questions about the safety and quality of such schooling. Melissa Sedano works as a digital marketer in Miami, Florida. The 37-year-old is also a parent with two boys in grade school. Sedano is seeking to put together a small learning group. On Facebook, she wrote that she is searching for other children and a teacher to help students with their local schools' online programs. Her Facebook ad said parents would be able to observe the classes through the camera inside her home. That way, they know their children are safe. And, Sedano said, she would do background investigations on the teaching candidates. Atlanta, Georgia parent Nikolai Pizarro de Jesus has homeschooled her 12-year-old son since he was very young. Recently, she has been helping families plan more socioeconomically accessible pods by connecting them with experienced homeschooling families. She is hopeful that discussions about learning pods will increase people's understanding of inequalities that have long existed in public education. I'm Alice Bryant.